Terry for Breakfast Catch-Up on Triple M.
It's Terry for Breakfast on Triple M. There was an announcement last week by the Federal Member for Durack and the Assistant Minister for the Environment, Melissa Price. More than $15 million in landcare regional funding for Durack and surrounding areas. So this is going to help out a lot of landcare groups throughout the district. Having a chat now with Natasha Wood from Wheatbelt NRM, one of the beneficiaries of this. Very good morning.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Excellent. How's this funding going to help NRM?
Well, we're always excited when we secure contracts because this is the funding that lets us work with the community. We don't know just what jobs we're going to be doing for the Australian government yet. What we've got in place so far is funding to make sure that we've got all the community engagement done, that we've got all the strategy done, and that we're ready to roll with all the systems.
So a portion of that $15 million is coming back here to the Wheatbelt, isn't it?
It is. That's spread across all of the seven regions in WA and over 5 years. So it sounds like a big number, but when you start dividing it, it's... Yeah.
So it secures your future, doesn't it, for upcoming projects and to oversee them, doesn't it?
It certainly does give us some security going forwards. We deliver for lots of places, so we would have been here without it.
Yeah.
But this is certainly a major success for us, yes.
Yeah. Tell us some of the great work that Wheatbelt NRM carries out.
NRM is, well, natural resource management. It's across the spectrum of ag and environment. So in short, you could say planting trees and going out and doing soil improvement work. But we also work with the Aboriginal community to learn from traditional knowledge. So we're very excited to see the cultural centre open up in Northam. We've had long-term successes like fencing the Avon River. We've been working with the community to do feral animal control and have actually seen numbers of the black-flanked rock wallaby increase. In the environmental sector, you don't have a lot of wins. You just have a lot of work. And so to see a population actually increase in size is stunning.
But to have the backing of the federal government is just only going to mean great things and more projects on the horizon.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we know what sort of work that they want because there's outcomes built into the program. The one that sticks out for the Wheatbelt is the threatened ecological community that is the eucalypt woodlands of the Wheatbelt, which is only a recently listed community, but it's everywhere. So to get the community active in protecting that is going to be fantastic.
Well, congratulations on the announcement during the week. Some funds coming the way towards Wheatbelt Natural Resource Management, and we look forward to some great projects over the next 5 years or so.
Thank you. We're excited.
So today, Terry, we're going to talk about the Avon Valley Business Excellence Awards, which are coming up very soon.
Yes.
The end date for people to put their submissions in is the 31st of August. I can help people who have been nominated with their submissions, help fill out their application form and with their questions about the business overview, business planning, marketing, customer service, all those little things that I can help them with. And as we discussed off air, it's all free.
We love free stuff.
Yes.
I spoke about this with Esther at the Northern Chamber of Commerce. It doesn't matter if you win or you don't win because when you put together a submission for the Business Awards, it's a good opportunity to step back and take a look at your business and see what you're doing well and see what you can work on.
That's right. That's right. And that's where I love helping people with their business, especially with their business planning. And like they've got it all in their head, but putting it down on paper makes them really realise the direction that their business is going in.
And especially with other competition there, like online.
Yes.
Traditional businesses, you know, that they need to adapt to the changing consumers out there.
Yeah, it's moving pretty quick out there. And also, the best way to get in contact with me is 0439 634 566. And as you know, I travel a fair bit throughout the Wheatbelt, so it's best to leave me a message and I can lock in a date that we can have a catch up and hopefully get your submission in before August the 31st.
Fantastic. So Business Awards coming up in Northam and the Avon Valley, they must be in by the end of the month. If you do need some help, get in touch with RSM Business Local. And Willie, as you've been mentioning the last couple of times, or this time and last time. You do travel a fair bit around the wheat belt, but very happy to say that you're going to get some help.
Yes, I'm going to have a sidekick
starting soon.
Yes, I can't wait. So we'll both be travelling, and but I think I'll be pulling back a little bit. So, but it's going to be good though. I'm really excited. So hopefully, when my new sidekick starts, I can bring her in, and we can both do an interview with you.
Nothing like a tough initiation.
That's it.
Oh, I've got some questions prepared. I'll get some hard ones out.
All right.
All right. RSM Business Local here in the Wheatbelt. Get in touch with Willie. Your premises in Northern?
Yes, based in Northern, but I also work out of Meriden, Narrogin, anywhere really. So, yeah, I'm in Northern at the moment in Fitzgerald Street in the RSM building.
Excellent. All right. Make sure you get down there. If you want to put together an application for the upcoming Business Awards in Northam, they are the place to see. Willie, thank you once again.
Thanks, Terry.
Around the towns and catching up with Nadine Hayes from the Shire of Chittering. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me on.
A little bit happening in the Chittering area over the next few days. We start off with South Midlands Polo Cross, which is coming up on Friday.
Yeah, that's right. So this is an annual tournament that they run. This year it's going to be on Friday the 24th through till Sunday the 26th of August. So it's a great club they've got down there at Sandown Park in Mushay. So the Polo Cross Club there want to invite everyone down to cheer everyone along. It's a really interesting sport to watch. So they'll have both men's squad competitions running throughout the weekend. I think the finals for that are going to be on Saturday at 7 p.m, so it should be a good show. And they've also got the junior grades playing throughout the day. They start at 8 a.m. and those finals for the junior grades are going to be on 3 p.m. on Sunday. So it should be a good thing to go down and watch. They'll have a canteen and a dinner and also a bar open on the Friday and Saturday nights. And you can pay with FPOS there, so you don't have to bring cash. But, yeah, you can leave your dog at home because those ponies don't really like dogs.
Yeah, Polo Cross in the region, this is fantastic. And you've got the WA men's squad, so that's a massive boost to the region to have them here.
Exactly, yep. So it's going to be a great competition to watch. So I highly recommend getting down there.
Taste of Chittering coming up this Sunday. What's happening?
So it's on Sunday the 26th of August. So we're holding it this year at Neshi Estate Wine Farm, which is a great new venue which has opened up in the last couple of months and it's been really popular. It's just off Great Northern Highway near Tony's Place in Lower Chittering. So this is just a great food festival and, you know, just it showcases everything that our region has to give, whether it's, you know, market wares, local fresh produce. We've got beer, wine and cider tastings. So we're going to have plenty of stuff there, lots of, you know, farm animals and different displays for kids to enjoy as well, as well as some live music. We've got Tracy Barnett, who's going to be doing a bit of a show, as well as local artist Ezra Reeve. We're also going to have some cooking demonstrations from the slow food movement, which is going to be great. He's going to be using local ingredients to whip up some special dishes. And, yeah, we're going to have plenty of food options available for people to come and enjoy, as well as buying all their market stuff as well. And they can have a seat in some of our luxury cabanas just to enjoy the day. So we're hoping for some great weather so that everyone can enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy a taste of Chittering. It's been spoken of a lot about over the last few weeks and it's finally here this Sunday, the 26th of August. Gates open at 10, running until 3 p.m. in Lower Chittering. And Nadine, I guess the proximity to Perth, only an hour away, you get some big local producers making their way up.
Yeah, that's right. So we've had a good focus on, you know, local producers, but we've also got some people travelling up from, you know, the Swan Valley, and the Chittering Valley is really just bursting at the moment. It's, you know, got a lot of likeness to the Swan Valley. So, yeah, we're hoping to make it bigger and better this year.
Nadine Hayes from Shire of Chittering, as we go around the towns, thank you very much for the update.
No worries, Terry. We'll talk to you again soon.
After the siren, the wrap-up of this weekend's Football League action.
And back for another week, and we're into the finals now. Our man inside local footy, Macca, good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning, listeners. Thanks to Baxter's Rural. It's the first semi-final review played up in Quirrington. Magnificent day, magnificent conditions, and magnificent oval. Well done to the Quirrington Football Club and the Quirrington Shire. Three games, started off with a netball. The Fast Tarts versus the Pussycat Dolls. The Tarts got up 43-30. Highly entertaining game, so they moved to the prelim final. Cats played finals for the first time, I think, and will be a much improved season. Went to the reserves, Keller Tamman versus Beverley. Beverley had two sides in. Keller Tamman, last year's premiers, they had a few players back, and they field a very strong reserve side, and they won comfortably in the end. 10 goals, 16-76 to 1 goal, 5-11. Blake Omar kicked the Beverley's goal with about a minute to go of the game. He had about three shots in the last 5 minutes, and put the last one through, which was good for them. Jordan McDonald, Reddle McIntosh and Morgan Smith kicked two goals each for the Cats. Raymond Stinger Griffiths was good all day. Blake Dixon, Jake McCreary and David Smith kicked goals for the Cats. Best players for the winners, Blake Dixon, just the young fella coming home from school, sensational young man. There was the best on ground in the first semi. Luke Taylor, Mark Kickett at centre-half back was a big inclusion. And Jake McCreary and for Beverley, Blake Omar, Snowden, Stuart Fletch, Murray and Brune was also amongst their best. A big day for the Beverley Football Club because they had two sides in. Seesawing first quarter, but eventually Feds won out, run out winners. Controlled the game in the third term. 15-8-98, very good kicking to 11-11-77, 21-point margin. Phillips kicking six for the winners. Brennan, Jordan Leeson kicking two goals. Robbie Forrest, Lyons, Tanner and James Smith kicking goals. Josh Smith kicking four for Beverley. Jibba Turner and Howlett kicking two goals. And then Bassett, Ruggiero and Kiernan kicking a goal each. Best players as listed, Phillips, Blake Robinson, Tanner Moreno and Ali Smith for Beverley. And for Federals and for Beverley, Robbie the Wolverine, Warnsbrough, Justin Mann, Bo McLean, Josh Smith and Paul Johnson. We had a few awards yesterday. Mark of the day went to Nathan Phillips. That was thanks to the Wongan Ram sale in September. Goal of the day went to Brodie Keane, an absolute ripper. It's online. That's right on the die, just the last 30 seconds. It was a funk cider goal of the day. And the livestock and land man of the match was, as chosen by the commentary box, was Alex Moreno. Played an excellent game in the back half. So we all head over to York on next Sunday for the second semi-final, Terry.
And you'll hear the coverage here on Triple M. Looking forward to the call next week, Macca and the boys.
Will we? Triple M will be getting right on board because their AFL with commitments allow us to do so. So looking forward to bringing footy back thanks to Baxter's Rural.
Sounds of the Wheatbelt, Triple M. Middleton Business Advisors, giving you solutions to regain your lifestyle.
Yeah, thanks very much to Middleton Business Advisors in Meriden, helping us out with $590 on the Sound of the Wheatbelt. Where has this been recorded? You tell us, 13-2017. If you are correct, you can tell us what it is and where you can find it. I'll hand over $590 with the compliments of Middleton's. Let's go back to the phones. Ron's in Kellerberrin. Ron, how's your weekend?
Great, mate. Yeah, I had a game of bowls and went all right and had a good day, good weekend.
That's all right. At least you had a win, unfortunately. Poor old Dockers. Did you hear about that? 133 points.
Mate, geez, I feel sorry for them. I got to get rid of that bloody anchor, mate, and I might get somewhere.
Well, they did get rid of the anchor. They haven't had it for about 7 years now.
Have they? Oh, well. Yeah.
After a loss like that, you know, sack the coach, get rid of the CEO.
Well, something's got to happen, mate, because there's something wrong with the top end.
Maybe they should get you into the club for a bit of a clean-out, perhaps, mate.
Well, I can't mind. Maybe I'm a Carlton supporter, too.
Indeed. All right, Ron, what do you reckon our sound of the Wheatbelt is?
Well, it's coming across a bridge. You know, you get that click sound when you're not never smooth surface when you hit the bridge.
Yeah. Where is that happening, Ron?
I don't even know. I think of bridges are down in Northam.
One of the bridges in Northam. Yeah. It's Northam, sorry.
Okay, mate, it's all right. I'll keep plugging away.
All right. Thanks a lot, mate.
Do sounds somewhere, yeah.
Let's go to Anne. G'day, Anne.
Hi.
Sound of the Wheatbelt, $590. What do you reckon it is?
Is it throwing something in a bin at the Meckering Roadhouse?
Throwing something in the bin at the Meckering Roadhouse? No, it's not. I'm sorry.
Okay, then.
See you then.
Yeah, see ya.
G'day, Sound of the Wheatbelt.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
It's Donna.
Donna, sounds of the week, but what do you reckon it is?
It sounds like it's the bonnet lever.
The bonnet lever. Where's that?
Where's that?
Yep.
Is it in Meriden?
Not in Meriden, I'm sorry.
Oh, damn.
Can't give you the money.
Thank you.
See ya. Yeah, it returns tomorrow. We're at $600. Your sound of the wheat belt returns on a Tuesday thanks to Middleton's in Meriden here at Triple M.